Hey, it's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge. Welcome to some re-releases of classic vintage Lesbian Lounge shows. This one going back February 2008, almost 10 years ago, and we're featuring Kate McKinnon. Back then, she was one of the stars of Logo's Big Gay Sketch Show, and you now know her as the Emmy-nominated star of Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this classic.
Romance.
Candy!
Candy! Chocolate!
Chocolate
dipped strawberries.
What about those little candy hearts?
Oh, we have a lot to say about those
conversation
hearts.
Yes, we do. I can't wait for that. That's going to be funny. So it's Valentine's Eve, and lucky bitches that you are, you're spending it with Denise and Donna
here
in the Lesbian Lounge.
Lesbian Lounge on mylesbianradio.com.
And honestly, it's like a twofer.
Right, because first we'll get y'all heated and juicy.
Yep, then you take that sparky little flavor and roll it into your big Valentine's date. And then courtesy of us, you get laid.
Totally.
Honestly.
Without us, you wouldn't be laid.
Probably not.
That's going to be our new logo, effective immediately. Without us, you wouldn't get laid. I like it.
That's not bad.
Hey, I noticed the beaver and the hula girl are missing. What's going on?
Really?
Seriously?
Oh, well, there's the beef right
there.
Oh,
the beef. All
and
right.
The hula girl's over here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It was the beef that threw
well,
me off.
Well, you know, we're always busy over here, so.
We're always busy moving the beaver.
The beaver gets around.
She does, doesn't she? And her name is Denise.
Oh, you
so welcome, bitch. Everybody. Welcome to our lovely chatty, Denise. You got caught. What the hell? Who's that?
That would be Beth.
Crap of life.
Wow, Beth.
Welcome,
the cookie
Beth.
Seller.
And you know, we've got an overseas guest here tonight who decided to stay up late, too. Nia's with us. And who else?
V is in the room.
V.
So you know how you got all squirmy? Blue Blood is in the room.
Yeah.
With Nia.
I know. They're going to do it in the room, aren't they?
I don't know.
I bet they are.
I
those
would pay
lucky
money.
Lucky little devils, those.
I'd drop a dime for that.
Gorgeous.
And Peanut's back to give me a hard time.
Peanut, give us one hint.
Give us a hint as to who you are, Peanut.
Froggit, good to have you, sweetie. Benny's missing. He's working. He'll be back later.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be back on the podcast.
Welcome, Maureen. Motown.
Motown.
Yep.
M-O-E, I like that.
Do we have a little something for Beth? No?
Don't we have a little something extra for Beth that she missed live? That's okay. We'll find it later.
Okay. It's going to be one of those shows. Yeah. Can you feel it already?
I'm feeling love,
okay.
Denise.
All
I'm
right.
Feeling love, affection, and romance. That's all I'm feeling. I'm not feeling bitter at all.
You're not feeling spiritual?
No, I'm feeling very spiritual.
Go weave a basket.
That was awesome. Good email week with you back at work full time a second week in a row.
Nice, right? You
yeah,
like
totally.
Me in the office, don't
yeah,
you?
A little bit, yeah.
Everybody does.
I bet.
I proposed at the staff meeting today. I proposed that our big company president, CEO,
big
whatever,
guy.
Coming to town on the 18th, and I proposed that we all wear velour track pants with the word juicy on the butt and a thong.
Juicy couture.
Yeah.
I like it. Pink.
That's great.
Pink
everybody
velour.
Died laughing.
I was just on the rampage to get everybody to commit to wearing pink tomorrow. That was my thing.
Pink.
Yeah, you know.
You get red. Do something hot.
For the big day of Valley.
Jeez. Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
I have missed you guys so much.
Listen, it is the national sales representative for Girl Scout Cookies in Olive Broward and
Bravo.
Most of West Palm Beach.
Go Troop 917! Oh, she's so stoned.
Hi, girls. How are you?
How's it going?
Hi, Stoner. What's
up? What's going on with you guys?
What, your phone's working now?
Everything's working.
Well, I see the computer's working, but I was thinking your phone must not have been working for months now.
Oh.
I get no calls. I get no love. I get
I'm
forwards.
Here now. I'm back.
Don't get me wrong. I get forwards.
So wasted.
Who's so wasted?
So
be sure
wasted.
To register your copy of Sam at www.spatialaudio.com.
We are so glad to have you, Jesse. Thanks for checking in and thanks for hanging out. It's been a while. Now keep that room in check, okay?
You got it.
Now there's been activity without a bouncer. We think we can keep it, but you just in case.
You got it.
Listen, if you see Blue Blood and Nia getting a little too friendly, kick that Nia bitch out, okay? I'm just kidding. I love her.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
It. Beth, figure out who Peanut is, and I'll buy another box of sugar-free cookies.
You got it.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Bye.
I'll take care of it.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Beth sells cookies.
Beautiful.
There it is. So honestly, nice. What a week, man. The Grammys?
The Grammys, only to be interrupted by the L word, but we flipped. We scheduled back and forth so I could see the Foo Fighters, and you were waiting to see who.
Oh, the crack whore. I wanted to see the crack
whore. You know, I miss the crack whore. I don't want to support her any longer.
No? Gee, why not?
Because
she blows smoke out of glass tube on YouTube? I know.
I don't like her attitude about being the winner. They talked about it all day on the radio Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. Looked like she couldn't hold up the weight of the hair.
I know.
Honestly,
all the time.
Unbelievable.
She had such an opportunity to be just amazing, and she's just like amazingly retarded.
Takes it for granted. Yeah, takes
totally,
it for granted.
Totally, totally.
Can't stand that. Can't stand it.
Good performances.
Not bad.
Beyonce
not
looked amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody just
looked
alongside.
Who was it? Carrie Underwood opened the show doing that he cheats
so
song or whatever.
Good. Very
thigh high boots. Honest to God,
so fucking
you
gorgeous.
Could be a fucking troll and wear thigh-high boots, and it automatically just kind of brings
you up a
notch.
Up a notch.
Unbelievable.
Very
she looked good.
Good.
And she's not a troll.
No, not at
no.
all. Not
no,
even
no, no.
remotely trolly.
No, my God.
Yeah, we had a little semi-social, semi-business dinner that we attended Saturday night, you and I.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we had a good time with the ladies from Tampa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a nice meal. That you
very
ate twice,
nice meal.
Actually.
What's that?
You ate it twice.
I gave it to my aunt.
You're such a good girl, though. You've been very good. I'm very proud of you, even still.
I can't stand it. You don't even understand. It's like...
You're doing good.
It takes every ounce of effort I have.
I know. I don't know
honestly.
How you do it. I have zero willpower.
Especially with this stupid holiday coming up that's going to be candy everywhere.
I know. Sugar-free
it.
For you.
You don't know. You. Let me tell you something about sugar-free. Could this be the rant? This could be the rant.
I think it's time.
Okay.
This town needs an enema.
I don't get to use mine, pretty. And your little dog, too.
Let me tell you a little something about sugar-free food.
Go.
Okay. Here's a tiny little label that I'm finding most consistent on every package of sugar-free anything that I buy.
Go
Are you ready?
On. I am.
Excessive consumption of this product may cause a laxative effect. It's in the tiniest of print. So here's me.
Yeah.
Consuming.
Mass quantities.
I'm excessively consuming.
And you are excessively consuming. You know, it's not a laxative effect, Denise. We learned a few weeks ago. It's
the therapeutic effect. I think that comes out the front. And
I think it was the anal leakage.
I think it came out the front too.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think it came out her
anal
ass?
Anal leakage. That was the
oil?
Yeah.
Ugh.
The anal oils. Like when you press on a dog, when you have to clean their anal
sacs.
I'm just saying.
You must bow down to the almighty bunghole.
Sweet.
So, yeah, excessive consumption of this product may cause a laxative effect. I just want to vouch for that.
Because you spent the entire day in the bathroom on Sunday that I know of.
I pretty much did.
Pretty much.
It was like being chained to the bowl.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Now,
I think
like
I lost like 5 points.
And discomfort?
It's a wicked sharp pain and boom, you just
don't
know.
Even have a
Heads
second.
Up. You know, a little burst of sweat
you
on the forehead.
You were at a meeting on Saturday when it started.
I was.
You were. You
I
were.
Was.
You were.
Oh, dear Lord.
You were not.
My poor accountant. Just sign here. You can go, Miss Warner.
Gotta go.
Yep, thank you.
Gotta go right now.
Oh, terrible.
How lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
mm-hmm.
calling us already? It's so early.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hi, this is Paolo Landino from the Big Gay Sketch Show.
Well, Paolo, welcome to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna. You are live on the air with us right now.
Nice, thank you.
Welcome.
You like that heads up?
Thank you very much.
Why, were you going to say something bad? Because you can, you know.
I will only say bad things if I'm off the air.
Oh, no, how do you feel?
That's not fun at all.
I have nothing bad to say.
Good. Well, yes, you are from the Big Gay Sketch Show. Here we are in season 2, week 2 just happened.
I'm so excited for you guys. Was it a big surprise? Season 2?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were all in LA for the premiere, last week, and, it was a lot of fun.
You know, Johnny McGovern told us that the boys put on a show with their buttholes and the girls shaved their pussy hair. That was all happening at the premiere. Did we miss something good?
You know, that must have been during one of their cocaine runs to the bathroom. I wasn't invited.
Now that's a party.
Yeah.
Well, did you know, Denise, that Paolo was from right here in Miami?
Oh, your hometown boy.
Your homeboy.
Yeah. You guys are from Miami?
Yep, yes. We're in South Florida. This is where we broadcast from. But, you know, of course, it's the internet, baby. We're global.
Right. Nice.
So, oh my God, he's our home. You can be our hometown homo.
I can be your hometown homo, and I think of myself as an honorary lesbian.
That's nice, too.
We enjoy that.
Now, what are your qualifications for that? Because I hear there's a few men in the running on the show.
Oh, really? Well, I just came from a pottery class, and I work at a nonprofit.
Jesus Christ,
you're so in. You're more of a dyke than I am right now.
Oh, my God, he is an honorary lesbian. Top seed.
And the sad thing is that's not a joke. It's the total truth.
Well, we're proud of you for admitting that to us, and it's out here on the earth now.
If you'd like to come out this way, I need hardwood floors installed in my condo.
I can do it. I have a tool belt.
You are a dyke.
He's more and more lesbian than I imagined. Well, tell us what it's like to work with all those amazingly hilarious folks on a weekly basis.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's so fast and furious, and they're constantly rewriting and re-rewriting that, you know, really the most interaction that you have with them is on stage, you know, because everybody's sort of in their own bubble trying to just get their lines and trying to get the rewrites in. But they're great. They're awesome.
That's great.
Now, like, do you get to, I always ask everybody this, like, do you get a lot of input on the sketches and stuff, like, as far as writing goes, or do you just...
Yeah, a lot. Like, we, what we do is we go in and we pitch stuff, so, like for example, the my sketch of Naldo, did you guys see it the last week?
I saw, yeah, episode 2, yes. Very
so, like,
good
the
stuff.
Guy, the UPS guy with the boxes and stuff, that was kind of born out of my audition for the show.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so it was a combination of that and I think like a boyfriend that our head writer had. and that's how that character came out. So yeah, we'll go in and we'll pitch stuff and then sometimes they'll combine like 3 or 4 of our ideas and put it all in one sketch, you know, or sometimes it's like half of one, you know. So yeah, we do have input.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. I got the press one, so I had the first 2 episodes. I got to see because unfortunately we're out in the sticks and they don't quite have logo here yet. So I have to get everything through your press department to watch it. But
yeah,
it's,
yeah. Well, you can get it on iTunes now. I think they have like a whole season pass on there.
Yep,
they do. They have
sale.
A whole season. And let me tell our listeners too, that if you go to logoonline.com, you can catch episodes, behind the scenes stuff. You can do the cast bios and the photo gallery is on there. And that is the way Logo kind of tallies who's watching. So go to logoonline.com and check everything out if you don't have Logo. I feel like we're the
only
ones.
Even if you do have Logo, go check it out because there is plenty more stuff besides the show to see about the show.
Do you know that like when they're filming and they're using the behind the scenes stuff, like, I mean, does that catch you off guard?
I mean, you know, that camera was back there all the time, and I had so many sketches that I was in, because being one of the new guys, it was like if there was a tiny little part in any sketch, I was the one.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Who had to do it, so I was constantly running around, and then we didn't really have, like, dressing rooms. It's like the makeup room and the wardrobe room, so I was constantly, like, half naked between the two.
Oh, that must have been terrible for all the boys on the set.
So I think there's going to be a triple X version of the backstage.
Oh, now you're talking.
That's going to be premium price.
They're going to have it next to Paris Hilton's at the XXX store.
That's what I call a gag reel.
Bad.
Dun, dun, dun.
So now it's just us. It's just us, just the three of us talking. Do you have a favorite? Is there anybody that you loved working with more than the others?
She always tries to get the guests in trouble. But go ahead and answer it.
You know what? I guess I have to say that I have a special affinity for Coleman just because we're both kind of the new guys.
Right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Of everybody else, I love Kate McKinnon. She's just awesome. And we found out that we both were born on January 6th. And that was like, oh, my God, I love you so much more now.
Very funny.
That's great.
And I just think she's awesome. She's, you know, very, very, she can be really subtle and then totally be over the top at the same time. And she's just very down to earth and really cool. But, you know, everybody is great, you know.
Yeah, you
do. I'm sure.
Very good cast. Now, was there any initiation being the new guy? Did they put you through, like, hazing or anything?
You know, not really. I pretty much did all the hazing myself. I was starving myself so I could look good on TV.
Now, did you get to interact with Rosie much?
Say again?
Did you get to interact with Rosie much?
I only interacted with her once. She came in to do her, you know, do her bit because she's going to be at the end of every single episode. So she was there, and then I got to meet her and everything, which was really cool because I had actually sat in front of Rosie twice in two concerts. One was Madonna, and one was the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Holy cow!
Not the Ellen DeGeneres show, but before her last stand-up show.
Okay.
Oh,
and
my
the Madonna
God.
One was the second one, and each time I was in front of her.
So could you hear the show?
When I see her at the Madonna concert, and I see that she's in the row behind me, I walk in and I put my hand on her shoulder and I go, "You need better seats because I'm nobody and I'm always in front of you."
Very good.
Then later I realized that she had the one and only full access press pass, and she was on stage basically taking pictures of Madonna. She's the only person that could do that.
Of course.
So she definitely had a better view. You know, really, honestly, Paolo, it's better to be in front of Rosie than behind her, I'd have to say.
Oh, Denise! That was Denise, just so you know.
Right.
Listen, I'll start being nice to her.
Moving right along.
I'll start being nice when she makes a guest call.
Agrees to give us a call.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Listen, if Paolo can do it, she can do it.
You know, we're all stars, honestly.
We're all the same.
All shapes and sizes.
So what else is... Now, what's coming up next for you? I know they've completed their taping of all the shows.
They completed the taping of all the shows. So now I'm just like auditioning for other stuff, you know, plays. I actually have an audition tomorrow to be Julianne Moore's little brother in her new thriller.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that.
You'll be the envy of all the boys.
Yeah. And, you know, just doing my pottery.
Yeah. Throw me a pot, would you?
Spin that wheel. Do you think about ghosts every time you're in there?
Oh, now.
No, not so much.
What?
Do you think about that scene in Ghost every time you walk into pottery class?
Yeah, well, I'm not a, that's called throwing. I'm not a thrower. I'm more of a hand builder.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm more about the hand job.
Yeah, very good. Good boy. You know, Denise Paolo's done some TV, some mainstream TV as well. He was on Ed and As the World Turns, Guiding Light and Law and Order.
I love Ed.
Are you doing commercials too? Are you still doing commercials for DHL?
Yeah, I do. I do. I just did a DHL commercial that you can. I guess you can. It's European, but you can see it online if you go to. I think like DHL or if you YouTube DHL and water cooler, you'll see it.
Oh, which was
actually, you know, really cool. They did this version. It was like me checking out this girl's ass, you know, and then like going up to her and going, "Nice hairdo," you know, and then like the whole commercial happened. But then the creative director was like, you know, "We want to do a gay version of this," and it was like the boss of the company coming up to me at the water cooler and asking me for a drink, and I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, just a drink," and then it turns into two, and then we go to a gay bar and make out in a corner. We go home, and you leave your panties in the cab, and then you want to get me transferred to the overseas office. You know, this whole thing, you know, for DHL, and then they never ran it or whatever, but just the fact that we filmed it.
Yeah, they always keep the good stuff, don't they? They keep the good stuff to themselves.
They need to get that and throw it on logo for their commercial.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, totally.
Totally
great.
Yeah,
I know. Can you imagine?
It'd be
awesome.
How
much stuff do you think we'd sell? Well, have you guys seen this? There's like a jeans commercial. I think
the Levi's.
Or something that has like, it's like a gay couple, right?
Yep,
yeah, the
totally.
Guy in the phone booth. The guy in the phone booth.
Yeah, the guy in the phone booth, exactly.
Yep. And then on mainstream, he's looking at a girl, and on logo, he's looking at a guy. So it's awesome. Yeah,
hot and tasty.
Flip-flop is okay.
Very nice, very nice.
Very nice. So we're really, really excited for you. We're pushing for season three. We can't wait to jump in, you know, as soon as we get logo. We can't wait to jump into the rest of the episodes. But I'm going to post everything in the chat room now so our listeners can go take a look at it. And in the meantime, who else do we have coming up? We've got, is there anything that we need to know about
Steven Guarino?
Yeah.
He's got a big, big cock.
Well, you know, he's going to be checking in with us in a little while. We're going to open with that. Aren't you happy you were first?
I can't even believe it.
Oh, good boy. God. Good boy, Paolo.
As soon as he comes on, it's going to be like, Steven, let's talk about your cock a little bit.
There
oh, my
you
God.
Go. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Shh, don't tell him.
He won't mind.
Let it be a surprise.
He won't mind.
He won't mind. Good advertising. That's what you're saying.
Oh, my God. The ratings are going to go through.
He's going to call in. You haven't talked to him yet?
Nope. About another half hour. Yep.
Oh, excellent. Let that be your first question.
Oh, it will.
Oh, it will.
Paolo says you have a big cock. What do you think?
Stay listening, because I promise that's how we'll open.
Nice. Finally, we get somebody to open up
a
little bit.
Give us a little dirt.
This is like a really in-depth interview right now.
Oh, boy, will it ever be. We are so happy you checked in with us, Paolo, and congratulations to you and the show, and best of luck for the rest of this season. We hope to see you everywhere.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, and thanks again.
Good luck in that pottery class.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Wow, we haven't had info like
that
in a long time.
Ugh, I love when they play along.
Adorable.
Love when they play along. Jen, say hey, Jen. DJ Harmony checked in.
Oh, my gosh, DJ
Did I mention Four Vajayjays is here?
Not yet.
Grape Chick, Audrey.
What? Hi, Audrey.
I know.
There's
about 18 of them all crammed in there.
Hey, swoosh.
Make a little room for Jen. Here comes Jen.
All I know is I looked over and I saw DJ Harmony saying something about not shaving the bush, and I was done with the chat room for a little while.
They had a big discussion on that.
The Lesbian Lounge. Denise and Donna will be right back.
And we're about. I'm already
a little
smoking.
Breather. I know. You have to have a cigarette after that
I'm
ad.
I'm telling you. Welcome back to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna here on MyLesbianRadio.com. We love having you with us.
Oh, that was so fun.
On this, I was going to say Halloween Eve. What is with me?
Valentine's Eve.
Valentine's Eve.
We were cram packed with a bunch of cast members from Logo's Big Gay Sketch Show.
Because it's Logo Month, everybody.
It is Logo Month. And next month is Dyna Month.
Dyna Month
We've got your Dyna headliners right here: Jane Lynch, Danny Campbell, Michelle Fleury, Suzanne Westenhofer, and Mariah herself.
Mariah?
Yeah.
The Mariah?
Yeah.
Can't even imagine.
I know.
I'm going to have to dress up that night too. Like when your boss comes, I'll dress up when she comes. That's just the way it's going to be for me.
So I'm trolling around and I find this thing that says the top 25 men who look like lesbians. Now I got to click because I see lesbians.
Right.
Damn it if they weren't dead on.
Seriously.
Listen to some of these.
Okay.
All right. First of all, the best one. One of the best ones.
Go ahead.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And it says he looks like manager of a website that's about two pet dogs.
Oh, I just saw him in Blue Velvet again.
Warren Beatty?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the famed foe of, he looks like the famed foe of Bobby Riggs.
Oh, he does.
He does look a little.
Do him.
I will. I'll get
oh,
that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Mo Rocca.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think he's lesbianic.
We're not really sure what he does, but he looks like a time-traveling lesbian from the future.
He'll be so happy to know that. Oh. I love him.
Let's see.
Who else you got?
Dana Carvey?
No.
Yeah, he looks like he runs a rescue service for emotionally abused cats.
Yeah, that suits him. That's a character for sure.
That's
for him.
That's great, right?
Absolutely.
Rick James?
No. A lesbian?
Yeah, he does look like a lesbian, Donna. Look at that picture.
He looks dead is what he looks.
He looks like a lesbian.
Yeah.
He looks like a lesbian comic who goes by the single name of Margaret.
Oh, my God. Where did you find this list?
The boys from Duran Duran, Simon LeBon.
Yeah, they are lesbians. There's not even a look like...
Tim Robbins.
No.
Looks like the winner of 12 straight divisional wins of the Florida Gators women's volleyball team.
That is so on. So dead on.
Mike Myers.
Nuh-uh.
Yep, he looks like a lesbian activist promoting causes of transgendered animated characters and company logos.
Oh, my God.
Bon
Too
Jovi.
Funny. Well, whatever.
Bon Jovi looks like they found a career as a resurgence of Le Tigre.
Oh, jeez.
Crappy, right?
Very funny.
And then who did you want me to do?
Right him, right here on the top. I love him. From Extra, the British guy. Is that who that is? From Extras?
Yes. Ricky Gervais.
That's him.
Yeah, he looks like someone who moved to the Aleutian Islands with her social worker partner. Bruce Jenner was the number one.
Yeah.
He looks like an old lesbian.
Exceptional.
And hopefully that concludes Mutual of Omaha's Nipple Safari. Yeah.
All right, so listen, I found some of the winners for the Gay People's Choice Awards, Denise.
Did the gay people vote? Or
they
is this,
did.
Okay. The gay people have voted, and the winner is...
The gay people voted, and the favorite female movie star was close between Jodie Foster and Ellen Page, but Jodie did eke out, and I think it was her coming out this year that did
it. Oh, I'm sure it was that little nod to Sydney.
Favorite gay movie, Hairspray.
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite gay TV drama, Brothers and Sisters.
Ugh.
TV comedy, Ugly Betty all the way.
Wow.
Because that is the gayest little boy I've ever seen on TV.
Oh, he is.
The favorite gay news show happens to be my favorite news show this year, Pushing Daisies. Very sad to see that it's off the air for now.
Aww.
Female TV star was Sally Field. Hello, she's dead already,
really. The boys love her.
They do. Male TV star and also the favorite out gay celebrity overall, Neil Patrick Harris. Denise?
Barney.
Barney. And the favorite lesbian still, Ellen DeGeneres. But Jill Bennett was a lovely standout in the second place.
Nice.
Could you imagine?
To be under Ellen.
To just be.
That's not a bad place to be.
Nope. So, well, you know. The bar tab.
Yes.
Should we do the bar tab now, or should we talk about our creation of our candy hearts?
Well, being that it's Valentine's Eve, I think we should put that out there for a minute.
All right, because you know, you can get those candy hearts, those conversation hearts, anywhere.
Is that what they're called? Because you
conversation hearts, yeah.
Okay, is that what it says on the bag?
Yeah, it really does.
Okay.
Swear to God.
All right, because I've never heard of them referred to as that. It's usually the heart candies. The heart candies with the words.
If you know what a conversation heart is in the chat room, just make a little C.
And don't lean on them for your support.
I just want to be supported with my brilliant knowledge.
Oh, look, maybe it's Steven Garino with the big heart.
Oh, aren't you hopey? Saved by the bit.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hi, this is Steven Garino from Big Ace Ketchup.
Well, hey, we've been waiting for you. It's
hey,
Denise
Steven.
And Donna.
Hi. How are you?
Do I have the wrong time?
No,
you're
honey,
perfect.
You're dead on, dead on.
Perfect.
You are live with us directly on the air. Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge.
Oh, damn, hi. How
hi.
Are you?
Yeah, no rehearsing here. No sitting in the wings waiting to go on.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I said there's no rehearsing. We don't let you stand in the wings and wait to come on. We just throw you right on.
Oh, good. I like that.
All right. I hope you're ready because we've already met Paolo this evening.
Yes.
And, you know, we kind of...
The cute one, apparently. The cute one. I'm getting a little miffed about that.
You are? Well, you know, we kind of like to ask each other... We kind of like to ask each castmate what they'd like us to ask the next castmate. So he's...
Wait, you want to ask each castmate what you should ask the new one?
That's correct.
The next one, because we do have another one, so...
You're going to get to ask a question. You're going to get to pose a question for us to ask Kate after we're finished. But he said that, what exactly did he say, Denise?
He said we should ask you about your abnormally large cock.
it's true. Did you see the Liza skit?
Of course it is.
It is not stuffed. I'm so sorry to tell you. I have to let my fans know that it is just that big.
Oh my God, I thought it was a potato.
A potato.
An Idaho potato. Very impressive. The ratings are soaring.
Well, you want to
keep your sexual allure out there while you're doing these crazy characters. You still got to keep, you know, some sexual...
Well, yeah.
About you out in the world.
Sure. I mean, the whole world knows that, you know, goofy gay is fun and cute and everything, but we still want to know that you're a tiger in the sack.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, Denise, Steven...
I'll tell you what. It is a large cock, but I think my proudest thing is the amount of scrotum that I have.
Oh! Oh, the lesbians love to hear about excessive scrotum. Do go on. Do you shave the scrotum?
They're just totally malleable.
Oh, that's good. Like chicken skin, I understand, Denise.
Really?
Yeah. Is that about right?
Oh, what was that?
Is it really like chicken skin?
Chicken skin. No. It's just some man hair on it.
Some man hair. Well, shave that, damn it.
I thought this was a show about politics.
Oh, honey, they misled you right down the primrose path. But you know what, Denise? Steven is also a Florida boy from Orlando.
Oh, he's
Orlando,
in
O-Town, yes.
O-Town.
The O-Town. We spend
awesome.
A lot of time in the
we
O.
We do. We've got a good fan base there. You're really helping us out tonight.
Oh, yes. Maybe. Somebody's actually from Orlando, so I'm proud of that.
That's right. True. That's true. Well, listen, I we were reading your bio, and there's one little piece of information here. I've got to ask you if this is true. Were
of
you,
course.
In fact, really a model for JCPenney Huskies?
You know, so many people don't know what Huskies are.
Oh,
are
I do.
You're talking to the lesbians now, Stephen. Everybody knows what Huskies are.
There are some very young people, I'm not saying my age, but there are people 10 years younger than me who've never heard of the word Husky.
Oh, then they're not lesbians.
My biggest claim to fame when I was like 12 years old was that they took a picture of me for a health book, for the science books that they give to all the kids in school.
Oh, no.
And they had a picture of a tall, lean guy and then fat, little, girly me. And the caption said, people come in all different sizes and shapes.
Oh, lovely. Oh. And they... Producer Vic Vic says she remembers that science book, exactly.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I believe she still uses it when she teaches during her day job.
I missed it, I'm sorry.
She still uses it in her teaching of science at her day job.
My god, I literally hear this.
You do the talking.
I'll be the deeper toned voice. Can you hear this one okay?
Yes, that's better.
See?
I'll be quiet.
Bring it down an octave.
All right.
So my question is, now, I asked the new guys if there was any hazing or initiation, and they said they basically haze themselves, but I want to know the truth. What do they have to do to get in?
Well, they had to lose 15 pounds. That was the first thing.
Correct. Paulo mentioned that. Yeah, Paulo mentioned that.
I don't know if there was much hazing, but they certainly went through a major intimidation process of having to pitch their characters in front of us at a table for the first time.
In front of the old folks.
Very hard, very impressive.
Seasoned veterans. Interesting. And now, Paulo was telling us that Rosie's was there doing her thing for the end of the episodes this season. Do you find her intimidating at all?
Did I find Rosie intimidating?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, she is definitely an experience to witness. But I didn't find her intimidating, although I wrote her a greeting card because I had never actually thanked her for putting me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was under weird circumstances. I wasn't cast at first, and then she sort of fought for me and put me on the show.
Wow.
So I wrote her this greeting card, which was really sweet and sentimental. And not even 30 seconds after I gave it to her, she had ripped it in half and wrote Chastity Bono's phone number on the other half.
Oh, no!
I saw it in her hand, and I was just like, you awesome bitch.
Oh, but really, I mean, come on, it's Chastity Bono. Come on.
Donna would like that number.
Yeah,
Donna wants to know if you could pass her that number, please.
If you don't mind.
Is she a hot one in the community? People want to get near her?
For me, she is. Not so much for Denise.
I'm more about the fluffy femme.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen performed one of my favorite characters last year, and that was Svetlana.
Oh.
The dancer. The murderous dancer.
Yes.
That was hysterical.
By my Ukrainian boyfriend at the time.
Absolutely. Hilarious.
Yeah. Was Svetlana in the Dancing with the Stars one for season two?
That's correct.
With Antonio Banderas.
Competing in Dancing with the Stars with Antonio Banderas against Fantasia and Keith Richards and things like that. Yes.
Oh, I hysterical. Have to see that.
I was privy to the press one, so Donna hasn't seen that one yet, but I absolutely loved it. Classic stuff.
Thank you.
Honestly, I'm really excited, you guys, for season two, and we're pushing for a season three, so I'm letting all our listeners know to go to logoonline.com, and they can
absolutely.
Check out the episodes, and that's pretty much how Logo rates who's watching. So, you know, when you get a minute.
They buy the season pass, and then they get it in their email a couple days before the show even comes on TV, and it's quite cheap. It's half the price of the DVD if you get
that's
it
right.
through iTunes.
That's right.
And it makes a huge difference to us.
And then you can take the whole cast with you wherever you go. Loving the iPod thing.
Exactly. Yeah, put it on your little thing, get in a car wreck watching it. Absolutely.
Totally. Now, what about the premiere? I hear there was big stuff going on at the premiere. Boys were performing with their buttholes. Girls were shaving their crotch. Oh, this was from Johnny McGovern. I'm not sure if you're aware that was going on, but that's what Johnny told us.
So, yes, at the premiere in L.A. or the one in New York?
I think the L.A. one. I don't think they were doing much shaving in New York.
Oh, the L.A. one was hilarious because we all went and got tans right before the party, so we were sunburnt and feverish.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, looking like the major celebrities. That's beautiful.
You fit right in with that L.A. crowd.
Yeah, and in New York, they became pasty white.
Exactly.
That's great. So are you looking forward to doing season three now?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a big time gap while we wait to film again, so it kind of gets to you, but I can't wait for it to happen again. It's so much fun.
And what do you do with that time? You out auditioning, or do you have something coming up we can tell our listeners about?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm in two movies coming out. I'm in Confessions of a Shopaholic. This is a new Bruckheimer film with Isla Fisher.
Nice. Oh, she's hot right now.
I'm shooting that right now. And I just got a new movie with Tyra Banks. Okay, what?
Who put her in a movie?
Tyra movie. I'm shooting it in Rhode Island next week.
Yes. Oh, wow. That should be fun.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have way better stuff to talk about next time we have you on, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Write that down, Tyra Banks. You got it.
Got it.
Excellent. Beautiful. Well, listen, we so appreciate you taking the time out to give us a call. And
ask him what we should ask Kate.
Oh, that's right. Is there anything you think we should ask Kate?
Oh gosh. Ask Kate which of the writers she had a mini affair with.
Awesome. Awesome. You so rock, dude.
Ask her if she recalls it, because she was quite drunk.
Oh, lovely. Even better.
Oh, honey, you're our favorite guest right now. We live for the dirt.
We may not get our facts right, but we love the dirt.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much again for taking time out tonight to give us a call. We're letting all our listeners know right now you can catch the Big Gay Sketch Show on Logo. It's Tuesday nights, is that right?
Tuesday nights at 10, yep.
Tuesday nights at 10. They're in the middle of season 2, so jump on board right now. Thanks so much, Steven. Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Steven. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Funny.
Ooh, dirt on the girly girl.
Oh, nice. We saved the best for last. Don't you love it?
Absolutely.
My God.
That's going to be great.
Are we rolling right into the bar tab?
Let's go. Let's cover it.
Let's do it.
Let's see what you got for us this week. What entertainment you can give us.
Well, you know, first of all, in honor of Benny, and even though he's not here, I know he'll be listening to this.
Yeah.
I found a drink called Tie Me to the Bedpost.
Oh, in honor of Benny?
Yeah.
Not me?
Well, you know, your thing that you have going with Benny.
With Benny.
Yeah. So this one goes out to Donna and Benny.
Thank you, Denise.
A Tie Me to the Bedpost consists of 1 ounce of Southern Comfort.
Okay.
1 ounce of Amaretto.
Okay.
1 ounce of vodka.
Mmm.
2 ounces of orange juice and 2 ounces of grenadine.
Really?
Sweet and fruity, just like the
just
Benny.
Just like Benny.
Shake it up and pour it into a highball glass.
And then drink it through the little hole in your mask.
You freak!
Tie Me to... Where did you find that? You looked for something like that, didn't you?
I couldn't find ass spankers.
Oh.
So I'm going to make up my own drink called an ass spanker.
God knows it'll have tequila in it.
It might.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm thinking.
So if you're ever down in these parts in South Florida,
There's
an awesome place.
Where
you know,
this?
I like to find a cool place, right?
Right, right.
And this one is just about the girls. That's what I love about this.
Good.
So halfway to Cuba. No, I'm only joking. In Key West, there's a place called Venus Charters.
Venus Charters, I've seen that.
Yes.
Sounds
on our way
familiar.
To the Lovely Pearls. You've probably seen it.
I'm sure.
But
I have.
Venus Charter specializes in women-only snorkeling, dolphin watching cruises, as well as private charters too. And it is open to everyone, but they specialize in the women's.
So, like, you can go on just a women's cruise,
yes.
So you're not bothered
exactly.
by those pesky boys?
Exactly.
Very nice.
We offer the finest personalized charters, women-only snorkel trips to the reef and back. You'll see the wild dolphins. Wild.
Wow.
Oh, those crazy wild dolphins.
Certainly not the football playing dolphins.
Enjoy a day of light tackle fishing, explore your own secluded island, and spend the day beachcombing. The beautiful sunset cruises and romantic commitment ceremonies all open to you on Venus Charters.
Denise, what do you say we plan a little double commitment ceremony the next time we head down there?
Hey, what do you say you go stick your finger up your ass?
No, that's only if Benny tells me to.
Venus Charters, you can find on the web, www.venuscharters.com.
Very nice.
It was established in 1997 by Captain Karen Luckness.
Luckness, you say.
Luckness. You're a very pretty girl. I picture her and her partner.
So when you head
here.
Down there for Women Fest this end of the summer, yeah, definitely check
early.
It out on the way.
Yeah, go a day early and
beautiful.
Check out Venus Charters.
Very
awesome.
Very nice. All right, let's get on with these conversation hearts before we
yes,
talk about
let's.
TV and stuff. All right, so you can get those really cute romantic ones like Love Me, Kiss Me.
They have romantic ones, they have sexy ones, they have single ones,
yeah.
Right?
So I never saw the hateful ones.
No?
So I thought we could think of some things to put on those little
I think
hearts.
We did. So the first one said what?
Fuck off.
Nice. Beautiful. Yeah. And the next one?
You stink.
Nice. Nice.
And then you came up with a good one.
Fish taco.
Fish taco was good.
Well, I kind of borrowed that from you stink, but.
Then, of course, we had to add our own because it was so awesome. Pink ball, Denise.
The pink ball.
The
according
pink
to
ball.
Tina Stortolini, that's the place to be.
Then some instructions. Wash it.
Wash it was
and of
nice.
Course, hate you. We have to
hate you.
And then I thought, just to be romantic and sweet. And
wasn't there one that said, slept with your ex?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Now, then I thought we should just make our own lesbian hearts. Like, what would the lesbian conversation
so this
say?
Bag of hearts would just be for the lesbians.
Just for the lesbies.
Okay.
So
the first one was dildos and kisses.
Why not?
Lovely.
I like
lovely.
That.
Yeah.
And then I like this one, U-Haul.
With a question mark.
With a question mark.
Nice.
Lick me. That nice. goes without saying.
Strap it on is perfect.
Perfect.
Really, you could use that just any time of year. It doesn't have to just
doesn't
be Valentine's Day.
Doesn't have to be for Valentine's Day. And then we've got a couple for like the really out there lesbians, of course. Meet my kids. That's good. And then one that I know you like. Just looking.
Just looking. Yeah, I like that one. And then the one that's probably the most popular would be LTR with a question mark.
Not to be confused with just for tonight.
And
followed
ONS for one night stand.
One night stand.
Nice.
And then single today.
Nice.
I think we should make those. I think we could get the Necco company to make a bag of these for us next year.
Maybe we should.
I
and on the back of everyone, just TLLDD.
TLLDD.
Nice.
Very good. Very,
very
good.
Good.
Totally cute. Moving on, L word.
Oh, very good.
I'm so anxious over this Bettina thing. I don't know what to do. Cry
Why
or cheer.
Anxious?
I don't know if I want
that
it
was
or
some
not.
Of the hottest sex I've seen.
Fucking true.
No, you didn't even have to see boobs. You didn't have to see anything. I mean, it was just hot. I mean, I you look at them and I go, you know, it's like they just belong together.
Did you? No.
Even
did,
as actresses, they just belong together. Like their stuff looks more real
yeah.
than when the real lesbians are playing real lesbians.
How funny les girls Jenny, the fucking cunt that she is.
She's
hiring a lesbian sex coach.
That was awesome.
That was perfect.
God, that's
it
what
looks
I'm
like,
saying.
It looks like you're shaking hands with her vagina.
I know. Great lines. I'm telling you, great
really
lines.
Really great lines. Good music, too. Thank you, Vicky,
yeah,
bringing
very
it back
good.
For us.
But yeah, it's back to being fun again. And you got to credit Jenny for that. I mean, as much as I hate her and she's over the top with this, it's bringing the humor to it.
A little bit of psycho thing going on with her assistant,
You think
though.
The assistant is a stalker?
Max is the only one that's Googling the crap out of that chick.
Smarty. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
He learned from DJ Vic there.
Vicky was like, Google Max, Google Max.
Get it.
That's great.
Hi, this is Kylie. You're listening to Denise and Bubby on mylesbianradio.com.
We've got a caller on the line already, Jen.
Ooh, awesome. Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
It's Kate McKinnon.
Oh, my God, Kate McKinnon from Logo's Big Gay Sketch Show.
Hello, ladies.
As well as a returning guest.
I'm late. I was trying to find a phone, and technology was failing me.
Oh,
moment. I apologize.
No problem. So where are you now, on the corner of Sunset and Laurel?
I'm at my buddy's house. We're watching Project Runway. Having a good time. Sexy Wednesday night.
That's an awesomely gay
Sexy
evening.
Sexy Wednesday. Well, Kate,
happy
welcome.
Wednesday.
Welcome back to the lounge. We're so happy to have you with us another time, another season. We're great. It's great.
Another time, another season. Oh, gosh. How's everything going down there?
It was like an email forward. Another time, another season. People come into your lives.
You stole a bit.
I did.
Things are going great with us, and we hear things are going really great for you. As a matter of fact, we've
yes.
already visited with Paolo and Steven this evening. And as we've decided we're going to do this month during Logo Month, we're going to ask each guest what they'd like us to ask the next guest.
So you're not even
okay.
you're not even going to believe what Steven told us to ask you about.
Oh, my God.
Are you nervous?
Are you nervous? Because you should be.
I'm so frightened. Okay.
Steven
okay.
wants us.
Lay it on me.
Steven wanted us to ask you if you remember the mini affair you had with one of the writers?
Fuck him.
And there you have it.
Fuck him so hard.
Fuck him so hard.
I'm and he's got the big dick.
Apartment, and I'm gonna pee on him while I'm asleep.
This is a fun game.
I like this game.
So
what
you get
a little bitch. Little bitch. I'm kidding. Yes, I do. I do remember that.
Yes, I do.
Fondly or no?
It was fine. We're good friends.
We parted company well.
He said that she may have trouble recalling the mini affair, Denise.
Yeah, he thought the details might be sketchy.
And by sketchy?
By sketchy, we mean big and gay and sketchy. No.
No, it was a 2-week whirlwind, as most lesbian things are.
Oh.
And then, I lived at her house for 2 weeks while I was looking for an apartment.
Oh my God.
And, wow. And that was it. And now she's my dear friend.
Of course she is. Your best friend, probably, right?
Dear and best friend.
And best friend.
Look, guys, shit happens, okay? That is a hot house of sexual,
Wow.
There were only 2 eligible lesbians last year, and that was us.
Oh, well, thanks.
It was literally inevitable.
It was fate. And booze.
Not job enhancement either, because Kate
was
holding it on her own. Fitzwilliam rules.
What else did that little punchface say to
It's been great. Like, Paolo told us to ask Steven about his abnormally large cock. And then Steven told us to ask you about this affair.
Yeah.
This is going downhill.
And you know something?
Fast.
And since we have Julie Goldman on next week, when we're finished here, you're going to tell us what you want us to ask her.
Oh, God.
I will give you a while to think about it.
Start thinking about it.
Because I have to tell you.
Because Julie just is actually the salt of the earth.
Aww.
So nice. Just loves her wife. Really regular, kind, wonderful lady, and I can't think of anything embarrassing.
Oh, take your time. Something will come to you, I'm sure.
How about the wife? Do you want to embarrass her?
No, I don't. She's a good friend of mine.
Okay. All right.
She's just nice.
There's not much
with Julie. She's just a good egg.
All right, well, we'll tell her you said that then.
You can ask her about... the one before the wife.
Okay.
Oh.
That's always a good opener. That ought to bring the interview right where we want it.
Yeah. That's the one before the wife.
All right, enough of that. Let's talk about you, because there's a couple of things going on with you that are just wonderful. In addition to the Big Gay Sketch Show, I love you and Julie on the Celesbian Interviews.
Oh.
Thanks so much.
Oh, my God.
What a fun time that was.
You and your...
That was just about one of the best days of my life. Did you see the latest one with porn star Nina Hartley?
Not yet.
When did that one go up this week?
The last one, it just got posted yesterday on AfterEllen.com, and it's a 10-minute extravaganza with porn star...
Nina Hartley.
And lesbian sexpert Nina Hartley. And I must say... That was just about the best 10 minutes I've ever had.
My
neck.
Oh, my.
Hit my ear.
Nice.
And then asked me to come to her house, and she wanted to show me a few things.
Did you say yes?
Did you?
When you going?
And I said no.
Oh,
because
what?
That's material right there.
I like to, you know, love somebody when I touch them, and I don't love her, but I do. So it was a wild ride. We did all of those in like 2 days, and Julie just blasted it out. I hardly did anything, but
I love your fake Googling. That's hilarious.
The Googling is good. Yeah.
very, very believable.
It's good. It's a proud moment for
good
me.
Good stuff.
Some of the chat room people are
my
commenting.
Neck licked by a porn star.
Very cute.
One of our porn stars people. Porn stars. One of our chat room people. Jesus,
that was the old show, Denise.
That was the old show we used to do. Is commenting about how much she loves the Kate Clinton stuff. And I
oh,
guess
she's the best.
Oh my God! Am I missing? Did I? Well, maybe that's coming up in season two. Are you going to do a parody of Kate Clinton?
We did one thing that she came in and like did the end of one of the sketches.
Oh, cool!
And she's so effing smart,
yeah,
and sophisticated and hysterical. I love her.
We actually.
I wish I was older and she wasn't.
Married.
And she wasn't.
She's so married, my God.
Yeah. Now, did you get to see Denise when she does Rachel Ray?
No!
I haven't seen the Rachel Ray either.
No.
I can't wait.
Oh, I'm telling you, we've got good stuff ahead of us, honestly. Totally. You guys had big name guests this season.
I will say, ladies, the season there's some gems. Season.
Honestly, the Maya Angelou.
If you haven't bought your season pass on iTunes,
yeah,
do so now.
Definitely.
It's good stuff.
As a matter of fact, they just posted logoonline.com in the chat room, so the chat room people are going to check that out too. You guys had big name guests this past season.
Let's open with Chastity Bono. Tell me something about her.
I don't even know. I know that she is the daughter of Cher.
Right.
And that's the extent of my knowledge.
Well, how was she to work with?
She and Rosie do a little bit at the end of every episode. And I don't think she's an actor, but she was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
She had a certain on-screen rapport. That was nice.
And Elaine Stritch.
Oh, yeah, that's a story.
Nice.
I found it hard not to look at her legs, I gotta tell you. What is she, like 90?
She's 125.
I thought so.
125.
With the legs of a 35-year-old, honestly.
I don't know how she... I think she's in her 80s, and she is a firecracker.
She's a pistol.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, big name guest this season. That's wonderful.
Well, and you know, we've been telling everybody not just to watch the show, but definitely go to logoonline.com because there's so much more stuff you can find on there, Denise. Not only are there bios of all the cast members, but there's also outtakes, like you pointed out, and there's this cute little interview.
There's outtakes, there's videos, there's voting. You can vote for your favorite character.
Yep.
Oh,
there's actually about a 2-minute interview with Kate. That's real cute, cute. I watched it today. It was very cute.
Look, so this must be boring for you. Jeez.
Is there, she's so sighing.
An interview with me on the website?
Yeah, it's great, actually.
Oh, I haven't. I should check it out. I haven't seen it yet. I'm still busy watching myself get licked in the neck by porn star.
She's been stuck on After Ellen. She hasn't left After Ellen.
I think you should have said yes to the porn star. That's just my opinion, but
honestly,
what do I know?
Jeez. You know,
it's not something I would do again.
Right, exactly.
That one time.
Good for you. Good
and
for
it
you.
Almost doesn't count if it really did happen. You know, you have to look at it like that.
I know. I will carry it with me for the rest of my days. That's one for the grandkids.
Oh, that's funny. So what are you doing with your time off now before season three? Because we know there'll be a season three.
I'm working on I have a solo show that's going up at UCB, which is a comedy theater in New York.
Ooh.
And working on possibly more Celestian interviews with Julie Goldman.
Oh, good.
Great.
Good, yeah.
Just doing stand-up and, you know.
Ah, very good.
So I'm trying to make a life for myself.
Do you feel like you're being recognized more and sought after for performances more since this is season two for you?
Not a whole lot.
Yes. Oh, we'll take care of that. Just keep calling us here on the show. We'll get you work, I promise.
As we sit here and do nothing.
Thank you.
Oh, making those promises you can't keep, Donna. That's
now,
why
listen,
I love you.
Is Fitzwilliam going to be making appearances this season?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
She is back in action, and she is... hungry for a veg. I've never seen it before.
My favorite was...
are in for a treat.
Honestly, the lesbian speed dating one. The lesbian speed dating
with
one.
With Julie last year?
With Julie
Hilarious.
Last year. Oh, one of my favorites. I died.
Thank you. Yeah, the writer who wrote those is hysterical, and she wrote some more lesbian-themed...
Oh.
sketches that only the Les will get.
I think I saw...
she's right.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
In season two, I think I saw the one where they're at the bar and they're saying, hey, look, there's my ex. And they go, oh yeah, there's my ex, and they both have the exact belt buckle.
And then there's another one about that comes later in the season about a birthday party
and how
they've got like 87 people to invite, and then it ends up that they can't invite anybody because
they've dated all of them.
Of the drama.
good.
Wow, how these mirror real life, honestly.
So you're hanging out with Lance Bass and Perez Hilton. What is that about?
That's a joke.
Oh, thank God.
All right. You know, because Kathy would be very jealous.
You know, I've never met Lance Bell.
Okay.
As much as I wish I could.
That's a powerful statement.
Are you listening, Lauren? Give me a call.
Very good. Very funny. Very good. Well, we're so excited about there being a season two and available now on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock live, and I'm sure it repeats during the week as well.
Yep, about 450 times.
Yes, it certainly does.
Yes, it does.
And just buy the season pass on iTunes. It's not terribly expensive, and, you know, as a favor to me, personally.
Right, and again, the only way that Logo can track who's watching what is to go on logoonline.com and check it out.
Yep.
Denise, you've got a question for Kate from the chat room, don't you?
Yeah, one of our chat room people wants to know if you're single.
Yes, I am.
There you have it. Wintergreen 143. Now you know. Now you know. You heard it here.
Yeah, tell her from Wintergreen 143, let you know. She'll remind you she met you on the lounge.
That's right. A lesbian lounge hookup right here.
All right. Great. Thanks for hooking me up, guys.
Not a problem. It's the least we could do since we can't get you movie parts.
Thank you.
Well, listen, we appreciate you taking the time out to give us a call here in the lounge, and we are looking forward to a rockin' season two and, of course, a season three.
My total pleasure. You guys are great.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for visiting with us again, Kate. We appreciate having you.
Thank you, and have a good night.
You too. Take care, honey.
Happy Project Runway. Bye-bye.
Happy. You know, I haven't watched that this whole season.
You haven't watched Project Runway? I've never been a big Tim Gunn fan.
No, I know, but the show is so dramatic with all the gays.
Did you know on Bravo they're having like you can vote on your favorite clip from all the Bravo shows?
Really?
Yeah, like all the big dramatic. You know, they show Mimi throwing the glass at Jackie and workout and I'm not your bitch, bitch.
I'm not your bitch, bitch.
Yeah. So you can.
And Steven, the most obnoxious sommelier in the universe.
I didn't see him on there, but there's some.
Oh, well, I bet there
stuff.
Will be.
Oh, listen to you, still holding the grudge 2 years later. Let it go.
Four seasons into the show,
I can't get
that freaking faggot out of my head.
Oh, funny shit.
Swear to God.
Jeez. So like.
Swear to God.
Before we're so rudely interrupted by Kate.
Hey.
No. You wanted to do some questions from Gemma? Was
Why
that right?
not?
Or did you want me to do an X Factor?
Dig in.
Nope.
Dig deep.
Questions it is.
Watch you breathe. Don't you know the truth will set you free?
We've got to highlight Gemma. She works so hard.
Honestly,
to keep
and
us
she's
happy.
Right in the chat room again today.
She's
I love
so
that we have this international
new...
flavors going on in the
Speaking
chat room.
Speaking of which, before we get to Gemma.
Watch that finger.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, easy there.
You know, not only do you get to listen to the show live here on Wednesday evenings, but then it rebroadcasts in its entirety Sundays at noon on mylesbianradio.com.
And we've been known to make an appearance in the chat room.
And you know, how much fun is that? Because I don't get to play because I'm too distracted by it. But
yeah, and we're rarely in the same room at the same time ever.
But also, you know who's been joining us? Our overseas guests. We've had our German contingency. Steph joined us this week along with Mel.
Yes, indeed.
And our English contingency as well. And you know, it's not that late. It's not that late for over there, and it's not too early for over here. So join us, because we will give you some. Well, weren't we telling secrets out of school?
We were doing a little behind the scenes stuff in the chat room. Yeah, exactly. You might not be able to find it on Logo, but you can certainly find it right in the chat room
with us live. As long as I've got my coffee, I'm good to go.
You know, I love that when we do the Gemma questions, the chat room answers them themselves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Gemma becomes the star.
She is the star.
Well, I'm a little curious about her thought process for this week, Denise. So, as usual, four questions. Mostly informational and always a little risque right at the end. So, Denise, why don't you open with number one?
Gemma wants to know, do you have any patterns on your kitchen plates and bowls?
embarrassing and yet proud at the same time. I have one of the original Corel dishware with the gold butterflies and flowers around the edges. They're like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they never break. That's why I still have them. So, yes, that's mine. And how about you?
I don't, because I'm going to tell you where my dishes came from.
Oh, God.
When I was managing a huge cafeteria for a large company. I was in charge of employee dining facilities, and I took over, and they were going to outsource.
Yeah.
I just took home a lot of dishes.
You did not!
So they're very plain, and they look just like you would find in the cafeteria, but they're not that Melmac, whatever. They're
it's
actual...
that big, thick, heavy glass.
Yes, exactly.
I never knew that.
Yep. I eat off them proudly.
And they never break or scratch.
Nope. And I only have three.
That's all you need, really. Because if there's ever more than two people having dinner, it's paper plates and plastic forks.
Exactly.
Sometimes a spork or two.
That's right.
Now listen, number two, she wants to know, Denise, are uniforms a turn-on to you? And if yes, any ones in particular?
I like what strippers wear. Those are my favorite uniforms. Oh, were you talking about something more militant?
Well, I guess that's a uniform.
Now, honestly, you know what? Like, you know, you think of cops and stuff like that. I don't like the intimidation factor, you know. So, no, uniforms really don't do anything.
All right,
I
so
like
here
a nice
are.
Piece of lingerie.
So obviously, you know, the lunch lady thing is a turn off for you completely, right?
Oh,
yeah, totally.
Anything with a hairnet? No.
Anything
no.
in pure polyester? Well, I was gonna go.
That's just a rash waiting to happen.
I was actually going to cop to the UPS brown with the shorts and the tall socks.
Oh, Donna, of course you would.
But, you know, they got to have the nice thighs or it just doesn't work for me at all. Nothing.
And not those big ones with the camel toe?
No.
Big thighs, big thunder and thighs and then camel
nice,
toes.
No, those nice, like, sporty kind of legs look good in those. But I do like...
And a little facial hair is always
appreciated. No. I do like...
A nice close haircut.
The cop uniform with the high tucked in belt and the big thick, you know, the big high...
Like on Cops?
Yeah. Like on Reno 911.
I love a tight pant.
With the big, thick leather belt, there's something that just screams, sit down, little girl, when I look at that.
No, that's you.
All right.
Number three. What is the farthest distance traveled for sex or potential sex? I traveled all the way to L.A., but the power-up girls wouldn't sleep with me. That's pretty far.
Stacy, I have to concur with that one. I waited. I sat at the edge of the bed. Nothing happened.
So we both flew all the way to L.A.
But I did actually travel for sex and get sex from here to Las Vegas. And
really?
Oh, hell yes.
I went as far as, like, St. Pete.
Didn't have to pay for it or anything. It was delish.
St. Pete, it Orlando,
was nice.
The Keys, the Tri-Area. I try not to go more than 3 hours if I don't have to.
Well, you know, 3 hours to Las Vegas, that's a flight.
Yeah.
Well, all right, it's more like five. But, you know, it was totally worth it.
That's packing, though. I mean, I've only had to bring a
Who was packing? I was packing? No. Oh, packing a bag. I'm sorry, serious. Speaking of which, Gemma number four, always the most... Oh, boy, I might get myself in trouble with this one. Denise, fisting. Have you done it? Do you like it? Do you give it, take it, or none at all?
That's a lot of questions about one topic.
Let's cover it. Vicky's saying something in the song, I think.
Yes. Both.
You do. You give and you take. And you enjoy.
I do.
You do.
I do.
She's not saying much, and her body language is not saying much either, you guys.
I'm so red about this.
She's, like, really tightened up about this. Speaking of tightened up, I will answer this question. And and I have, it's been an unsuccessful attempt to receive and an absolute fear to give.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you not read Felice Newman's book?
I've read that chapter like 9-10 times.
What's the problem? Follow it step by step.
I just feel like...
I've thrown away the book now. look, no book.
Page 148, I'm just saying. I think I get right to that point of absolute acceptance and then panic that the hand's going to get stuck.
It can't. It's attached to your arm.
I don't know what it is. I just freak out at the last second. I do. I really do. I'd like to...
How terrible for your poor partner.
No, I have to tell you, though. I'd like... Oh, that she's taping. I'd like to tell you that the way you talk about it and the way you've shared your personal experience with it, I'm very intrigued because it sounds like it's going to be the best and most amazing orgasm of my life.
You know, again, I'll say it's like Dairy Queen. It's a nice treat when you have it. You don't have to do it all the time. It's a nice little surprise. You know, it's not something that you want to do every time, obviously. But it's definitely, like, you know, when I know that that's going to be the road we're going to take, it's quite exciting.
So what happens, like, so the orgasm happens, and then your hand doesn't just get clamped and stuck in there?
It does. You just leave it there until you're done spasming.
Really?
Yeah.
And even now, Miss Dina Jones.
Yeah.
And those man hands that we love to call them.
Yeah, it just makes it all the better.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That is some hand.
I know.
I'm going to see those hands this weekend.
I know. I have to remind her to take the jewelry off, though.
Oh, how about the nails?
The bauble. The nails don't bother me.
They
She's
really
very
don't.
Skilled with the nails. Yeah.
She's so educated. I love that about
I
her.
I know.
You've got personals to share with everybody.
I do. You know,
as usual,
I love when people have so much confidence that they don't write in about me.
Oh, stop it. We learned last week that was a waste of paper.
No, here's the thing.
Okay.
They post a picture that should be enough.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Does it follow your picture rules? Let's review your picture rules really quick.
This picture is Peggy Bundy with blonde hair.
Oh.
Shit you not.
That is a big picture.
Peggy Bundy.
Peggy fucking Bundy.
With blonde hair.
Blonde Bundy.
From Tucson, Arizona.
Oh,
so it's
really?
Teased when I'm talking. It's big hair. It's big, big 80s hair.
Big hair.
Big hair. The tagline that I like, you know, this is your selling point. Get it all in. Wendy Boo.
Oh. Oh.
Wendy Boo thinks that her picture is enough to sell herself.
Does she say that?
No, she says nothing.
Stop
this
it.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, dear God, woman.
She's a lesbian, openly gay. She's got a face like Caroline Ray and hair like Peggy Bundy.
Okay.
Let me just put that.
That's
blonde hair.
Caroline Ray's not a bad
Donna,
look.
The hair. Wait,
oh,
wait.
Okay, all right. I'll wait till you're done because you know I love it.
She's single, never been married, 43. She's a Scorpio. Ooh, back it up a few. Seeking a long-term relationship. Again, says nothing in the about me.
That's too much.
I mean, you want a long-term relationship.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're stupid enough to put it out there, back it up with some idiotic facts.
Right. Long walks on the beach.
Something ridiculous.
A bottle of wine under the stars, whatever. Yeah. Blockbuster night snuggled in, you know, the usual. Let people know that's a long-term relationship waiting
redundant,
to happen.
Redundant.
She
Go
lives
on.
With one roommate. She says her looks are feminine. Yes, they are, Mimi. They're feminine, all right. Blonde hair, blue eyes, just a few extra pounds. You can tell it's all in her cheeks.
Oh, stop.
Height of the average.
Height of the average, you
Doesn't
say.
Smoke, drinks socially. She's a Christian woman, Donna.
Oh, well,
And
good
she's a
her.
High school graduate.
Yeah. Oh, I bet she lied.
I'm guessing she dropped out of cosmetology school. Right after teasing.
That's not an option on those websites, is it, Denise?
No,
cosmetology
no, it's
school.
Not. So, Wendy Boo, I don't think that your picture warrants a response.
Tell me you think she's getting any hits whatsoever. Oh!
I know.
Oh! Caroline Ray face is good.
Yeah, right?
Peggy
Bundy hair?
Bundy hair?
Dead on.
Absolutely.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
Listen, Wendy Boo, you're not going to be... This is not too much of an angling going on here. You need a little bit more bait out there.
Honest to God, that's like a piece of chum on the line. You're not going to get any big fish with that, Wendy Boo.
Chum, you say?
Chum, I say.
Chum, you say?
So then I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, you did, you?
Yes,
Anybody
I did.
Anybody we know? Better not be.
No, but again, let's talk about the three finer points
let's
of
review.
A personal.
Let's review. Go on.
The tagline is very important.
Right.
This is what people are noticing right off the bat. If you have to struggle... With
to
what it means.
It
yeah,
yeah okay.
That's a pain in the ass. If it's something obscure that no one's going to get but you, it's not cute. It really
isn't. It's not
isn't.
Funny.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's a tough task. And again, you want something like when people see it and they get it, there's a relation there. There's something that that makes a person go, ooh.
Ooh, her exactly. too, that ooh, kind of a thing.
Something
ooh.
Like that, right?
Ooh, so, I like.
And then your picture.
Right, which you know, we there like are very big rules.
Yes, no pets,
no best friends,
no gay best friends.
Because we think you're bi.
We think you're bi.
Or
and we
straight.
Think he, yeah, and
yeah.
he just wants to watch. And the best friend, they're going to be cuter than you,
probably.
There's no doubt about it.
Because they probably already have a girlfriend. Yeah, they're not cruising the personals looking for a
Yeah, they don't need a personal. They're
no,
that
no.
hot.
They're
so
hot.
Okay, so, and you know how I feel about the real estate pictures.
Oh, yes, with the very posed high school yearbook yes. kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're really just looking for what you... Casually, what you look like.
Personality.
Something.
Something that'll show
yes.
something
and, you
about
know,
you.
I mean, I don't like when people feel like they have to be posed, they have a beer, they're leaning against the wall.
I was just going to say, remember the one sitting on the cooler at a campsite kind of
fine,
thing?
That's
knew
fine.
A lot about her right from
just
the photo.
Just by the picture, right.
Right, right.
Being on a boat, you know, sitting on a dock, whatever, that's fine.
Very antiseptic, yes. though, with a jacket and
no
background.
They're like Century 21. I can't deal with it. So here we've got two strikes because the tagline is Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, not
first thing
forward.
I thought of is, oh, she smells like a skunk.
Exactly.
And she's clingy, and she's a stalker. All in one, that's
exactly.
what I thought of.
Exactly. I went right there with you.
Pepe Le Pew.
Completely with you.
And a real estate picture.
Oh, so really, the pew is the
photo. The pew is the clothes.
The pew yeah. is the photo. Talk about potential polyester once again.
Does not look like a lesbian at all. Does look like a real estate agent, though. And she's a lesbian, but only open around her friends.
All right.
Okay, and she's 51.
Oh.
This might pose a problem at 51 if you're not out.
Mm.
Maybe it's job-related.
It's Ohio,
I don't know.
Though.
Cincinnati.
Midwest. Cincinnati's a pretty
we're
good,
talking the big
huge
town,
Jewish
right?
Contingency, but not so much the lesbian out contingency, maybe. Large Jewish population of the Cincinnati Jewish.
No Jubians out there.
No
huh?
Jubians.
She's a Capricorn. She's, from the Midwest. And she's just looking for now. She
well,
lives
okay,
alone.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yep. I mean, we really got to bring it home in the About Me because
or
two
else.
Strikes against you. We're, yeah. we're rolling down the pike here.
Right.
She describes her looks as feminine. Black hair, brown eyes. I'll agree.
Pretty much.
A little shorter. Couldn't. A little shorter than average she has, but you can't tell by the picture,
no
so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Yeah. Smoking. She does not smoke. She drinks socially, and she is a Christian woman again, Donna.
Okay.
She has
not
her associate's
of
degree.
Of, her real estate associate's degree.
And she does not have children.
How could she? With that jacket.
Some guys think that's hot. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
51 and not out. That's wow.
It happens.
Okay, here we go with the About Me.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking for someone really special. Someone who is sweet and honest and faithful and can communicate and has a good sense of humor. Who likes to have fun and be spontaneous at times and not worry about how they look all the time.
I'm okay with this so far.
Okay,
I'm not going to make fun yet.
Good.
Okay.
Especially wanting to share their life with me as I would with them by sharing and making memories of our own together.
I'm a little nauseous. I'm a little in the back of the throat, but I'm go ahead. She can recover from this.
I'm easygoing, and I'm a sincere feminine woman who takes great pride and always tries to look my best. So she wants someone who doesn't care about how they look, but she's letting you know you're always going to have to wait for her.
To look her best.
You're always going to be standing at the door. With the keys in your hand because you don't give a shit how you look, but you gotta wait for Le Pew.
For Le Pew.
Okay.
To just get that stripe just
yeah.
right.
Let's
yeah.
Let's fix
yeah.
that contradiction there. Yeah. That's a little. I'm very young at heart. I love to enjoy life to the fullest. I have a good professional job. Judging by the photo, that
probably
seems to be true.
Yeah. What's a big corporation up there? What's a big corporation there in Cincinnati? Procter & Gamble?
Oh,
probably.
That would
probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Little P&G on the jacket lapel.
Yeah. No, can't tell.
All
can't
right,
tell.
All right. She covered it with a pin. With a
I'm very
pin.
Good-hearted. I'm honest, sincere, faithful, and I love taking care of the person I'm with.
Okay.
Mother complex thing. Hmm?
Well,
I do not get into. I do not get into the game playing roles whatsoever. It's not very appealing.
All
so
right.
Apparently she's not going to dress like a nurse when you want her to. Do that. No, I think she. Means
I think
the
she
games.
Means the drama games.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not very appealing, she states. Some of the things I love to do are snow skiing,
uh-huh.
movies, watching television, cooking, dining out, camping, fishing, going on vacation, especially to a beautiful beach, because you can't be you can't be looking at a lesbian personal without mention of the beach.
Of course, even in the middle of frickin' Ohio. Mm-hmm. Go on.
These are only a few things to mention. Anything that deals with nature, if you're interested in knowing more, please feel free to send me an email anytime. Let's be friends first and see where it goes from there.
Okay, I have to tell
it's
you.
It's a little uptight.
But you know what? It's very... it's descriptive without being obnoxious.
It's unoriginal.
It's not it's very mundane.
You got the with the picture?
Do you think she's had work done? Or not so much?
Not so much. I think it's just the picture.
She's pretty dressed up formal for something.
I know, and it kind of reeks the entire personal. You know, like this formality.
She's very formal.
Yeah.
That, with
it
the
would
picture,
be like sex would feel so clinical. Like just by looking at that, you could tell it'd be like legs open and down you go and this and that. You know, like
towel down there to wipe up before you come up for the kiss.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, there's no slobbering
out
of
thigh.
Now,
don't forget, now the girls are only hearing what you're reading and they're not seeing the photo. So without the photo, this is a B, not a strong B, but...
I don't know.
I mean,
it's a little uptight for me. I'm going with the C.
Without being obnoxious, like
prom
I said.
Picture, DJ Harmony said.
No, this is a corporate photo.
It's a corporate photo.
Absolutely. That
it's like from
is
your corporate brochure.
A little too perfect.
Yeah.
A little too perfect.
Yeah, yep.
Good
as
luck.
What I would imagine a date would be.
Good luck, Pepe Le Pew. You know, when you were reading her list,
it doesn't even go with the picture or the thing. A Pepe Le Pew would
maybe,
be, you know?
Maybe it's the dark hair and she does have a gray, like, roots that come up every 6 weeks or so. I don't know. That could be the Pepe thing.
Or she could just smell funny and be a stalker. I'm just saying.
You know, I did notice when you were reading her more about me that the watching television thing was precariously placed third, which... I actually thought as soon as you read that that's probably first. That might be the first thing she
likes
to
do. It's like ingredients on a label.
Yeah.
You're going
by
like the first thing listed is the most thing in
the
product.
Yeah, I'm a little.
What was her first thing listed?
Her first thing listed was snow skiing, movies, then watching TV.
Oh.
Cooking,
so,
dining out, which, come on, honey, we like to go out
everybody
way more
likes
than we
to
like
go.
To cook. Camping and fishing she threw in there because she's fishing for a butchie.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think you're right about that. She probably, I can't see her being dirty, getting dirty.
No, maybe.
Or hooking crap on the end of the thing.
But
to
she'll go if you hook. If you bait the hook for her, she will go with
she
you.
She will cast the line.
She will cast and sit and talk about very spiritual things with you.
Honestly, I've been fishing so many times and I don't
seriously?
Get it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You've been fishing?
Shelly and I used to go to Pompano Pier all the time.
So did I, but just to watch.
No, we would actually do it, and then we would forget we were doing it. We would be having so much fun. We'd be like, oh, look, the line's moving, you know? So it was like, it wasn't even about it.
There's not one single thing about fishing that is attractive
me
to me.
No, me neither.
Not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all.
It's as boring as golf. Oh, I probably just lost an entire contingency of listening audience.
You know who's going to be pissed off the most, and that's Dipstick. You're in trouble.
Oh, no.
Bashed the golf.
Stop. I love putt-putt. I bring it on home with putt-putt.
Oh, I think we're putt-putting on Monday night, my ladies from work. You'll have to join us.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Giselle?
Yes.
With those clubs?
With those knockers. When you say clubs, you mean knockers. I know that's what you mean.
You're sick. So let's thank our guests from the Big Gay Sketch Show.
Let's remind everybody, we're just smack dab in the middle of Logo Month here on the Lesbian Lounge. Next month will be the month of Dinah guests to include... Mariah,
Jane Lynch,
Danny Campbell, Michelle
Fleury, and Suzanne Westenhofer.
We have had her and
the
we'll
headliners
have her
will
again.
Be with us in March, but let's seriously thank Paolo Andino, Stephen Garino, and Kate McKinnon from Logo's Big Gay Sketch Show.
Thanks
Don't forget to go to logoonline.com.
Thanks
and
for
check
filling
it out.
The beans, you guys. We appreciate it. We really, really do.
Having fun with this. We'll be in the chat room hanging out Sunday afternoon at noon Eastern Standard.
Podcast ready, first thing Monday morning.
That's right. So don't miss it. Freshly baked podcasts on Monday.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight, chat room. You were awesome. Beth, good to have you. And,
great crowd.
Thanks,
great
DJ Emmy, for jumping in at the last second. We will see you next week right here.
Thanks, international ladies, for making a point to be in there at 4 a.m.
Yeah, good to have you.
Take care. See you next week.